Hi, this is Dan Ross from the Silicon Valley Hypnosis Center. And in this audio, I'm going to give you some background on how to literally get some distance from a problem in your mind. Now, sometimes people think of these sayings as metaphorical, but in reality, they're describing what's actually going on in somebody's mind. Sometimes people can make like really big pictures of bad things happening to them, or they can make movies of all the things that they have to do, and that can cause them stress. And some of this stuff comes from cognitive neuroscience, where people actually have studied what goes on when people are thinking, the actual structure of people's thoughts. And they find that people that are having these kind of stressful responses are, you know, making these types of pictures in their minds. So I'm going to show you how to become aware of that and how to actually change it to reduce your stress level. I've had some clients who come in and when they're describing their problem, they actually come in and they flinch back or they move their head back because in their mind they're making some kind of very large picture of something bad happening or just something stressful. So like, for example, I had a client who got stressed whenever she thought about a situation with her business partner who had stolen a bunch of money from her, and she was making this big picture in her mind of this thing happening. So every time she thought about it, it was a negative thought. And obviously that is a negative thing that happened, but we don't want her to continue to have those bad feelings about it over and over. We want her to move past it. I had another client who had difficulty in large public places like big box stores. And again, she was making a large picture in her mind of something bad happening to her whenever she went out. And using the process that I'm going to give you in the next audio, she was actually able to resolve that situation. So this is can be used for all sorts of different things, including being more relaxed when thinking about future situations. And it's a simple visualization, and it's based on how the mind works. So almost everybody makes pictures and movies in their mind, and often these pictures and movies happen so quickly as part of a thinking process that they're out of our conscious awareness, and that's where the issue happens, is that the things that we're unaware of are the things that tend to control our behavior. You know, if we find ourselves just acting automatically, it's because we have done something and made a decision in our mind based on a thought that we weren't even aware of. So my goal in this first part of the audio is just to be able to allow you to slow yourself down a little bit and notice what's actually going on in your thinking when you think about the situation that makes you stressed. So let's do a little couple of practice visualizations here. So, because sometimes people say they can't visualize, and then when I do this, it often helps them become aware of it. Because in order to get this information, most people have to make a picture in their mind. It could be a movie also. So you can do this with your eyes open, your eyes closed. For some people, it helps to close your eyes. But the first thing is, tell me, what color is your car? And you may have come up with a word for an answer, but often the first thing people do is they see a picture in their mind of their car, they look at the color, and then they say red, or whatever the color is. So just notice what your answer is, and just kind of slow yourself down and notice how you got that. Did you actually see a picture of your car? So one other thing that we can do is, and if you don't have a car, this works also, is what color is your front door? So think of the front door to your house, and what color is it? And again, notice most people will make a picture in their mind. They'll see their front door and say, oh, blue. Okay. So the very last thing before we get ready to actually have me guide you through it is we're going to pick a specific situation that has you stressed out. And when we're learning any kind of new tool, I want to be sure that we use something that's appropriate, that's not like a really bad, horrible situation, because when you're first learning a new tool, you want to start to learn how to use it and weigh on situations that are, you know, not something that I can't get you out of. You know, if we were in a one-on-one session, I would be able to get you out of a negative state, but I can't do that over this audio if it's something really bad. So pick something that's about a medium level, lower medium level, not something really highly stressful while you're learning the tool. And just kind of notice what that number is or what that level is. And then we'll go ahead and do the exercise on the next audio.